This is the PJ and Jim in the Morning Catch Up Podcast. Catch PJ and Jim live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on Classic Hits.
There's the Eurythmics to start us off on this Thursday morning, Friday's Eve. Morning, folks. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 8.5 minutes past 6 o'clock. Sweet dreams. Were they sweet dreams, PJ?
Well, they weren't bad. You know, you didn't lose. I wasn't cold in the bed.
Yeah,
it was all good.
Finding the positives in it.
I would say sweet dreams were had.
That's good to know.
I don't ever remember dreams or anything, but...
Do you ever dream?
No. I must do. At least I'm assuming I do. But I never, ever have memories of them.
Yeah, or nightmares or anything, no?
Well, yeah, I have a nightmare every so often.
That's only when you wake up, so do you?
Yeah,
you
Mother of Jesus!
Anyway, it is Friday's Eve, Thursday, 30th of January. Not just Friday's Eve... But the eve of the end of January.
The January. Yeah, that's it. We're nearly there, everybody.
Yep.
I know this next day, this 24 hours, this final 48 hours is actually going to feel like about a couple of weeks.
Well, at least tomorrow.
But let's get bed into it.
At least tomorrow, at some stage, you'll get paid. Which will be, that. You know, that'll help.
Will I, Jim? Will I?
Yeah.
You forget I'm on a different system to you.
Some of us will.
You'll get paid.
Yeah. You'll get your fish sandwich and sent on your way.
Does that not go in?
Anyway, morning, folks. Morning to Martin the Trucker. I see Margaret there in Fermoy. I see Antoness. Who's that from? That would be... who's the Lily White? There's the Lily White there. There's Dan in Cork. There's JP.
That are all out.
All out and about. Good to see you, folks. 087-188-0008, of course, as always, if you want to give us a shout on the old WhatsApp this morning, whatever's going on for you.
Oh, what a solid start.
Hopefully you're in good form. Heading towards not just the weekend, but the end of January.
The end of January.
Oh, actually, we've got something really important to do today. We need to decide on an appropriate theme to start tomorrow morning.
Oh,
you're
right.
It won't be just any old Friday,
you
know.
It's a big anthem.
Oh, yeah. Spin Doctors and Two Princes here are classic hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. That should be our theme tune, shouldn't it? Two Princes. Two Princes of the Airwaves.
That would be brilliant.
Thank you.
Two Princes in the Morning.
Yeah.
Hello!
Two Princes, and we could rename the show. The show could be known as the Royal Rumble. The Royal Rumble in the Morning.
You need to stop talking. These are great ideas. They're going to give them away.
I think the old Royal Rumble one might be taken, though, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
WWE might have a word to say about it.
Oh, I don't think they'd ever. No one would tell them.
Don't
would they?
Pretend that they don't listen. Hanging on every word there.
Rats out.
Right, nearly a 6:15. Let's do this. Let's do some birthdays for you today. Good selection for you today. I have high hopes for you today.
I'm genuinely optimistic about it. Let's do this.
Going to start with a great legend of the televisual world.
Great legend.
Yeah. Anne Doyle.
Oh, my God, you're not messing. She is a great legend.
Miss 9 o'clock news herself.
That's right. I remember when Bull Island used to parody her on their sketch shows and when she had a knife and fork on her chest as a brooch. And I don't know why I thought that was so funny. It was so silly, like. And she's notoriously, like she's one of the big personalities of RTE. Everybody says she was great.
Yeah.
And mad as a box of frogs. I got the chance to meet her once.
It was one Dublin, one book thing.
No, I don't know that.
Remember there was an initiative and they used to try and get everybody to read the same book. It was like it was to encourage
Yes, I do remember that. Yeah.
I met her at one of those launch things or whatever. And she's absolutely great crack.
Everybody says it. I never met her, and everyone I know, I'm raging I haven't.
Talk about somebody
who
says
she's brilliant.
Jekyll and Hyde compared to the absolute stonewall presentation of the news.
Yeah, because she's a proper journal, so she like delivers the news as neutral as possible.
She absolutely loves the slagging.
I heard that.
Loves
I'm raging I never got a chance to be in her company.
Giving it and taking it, the slagging.
Yeah. You're not the only one, not by a long shot, who's been saying these things. Isn't that brilliant? That's what I love about Ireland. It's like how much you can not only ridicule someone else, but how much you can enjoy the ridicule of yourself. That is a real test of character. Isn't it? We love that.
Yeah.
Ah, he's great, that lad. You wonder he really knows how to take a slag. I mean, we were telling, oh my God, the things we were saying to him. And he giving it right back.
Yeah. It's like the ultimate accolade.
It is. I'm going to say Anne Doyle. Oh, jeepers, this is a tart. It should be like 78.
Oh my God. I hope you don't meet her too soon. She's 68.
Oh, Jesus. I'm so sorry. I'm only slagging.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, well, yeah, yeah. Everybody said you could take a bit of banter.
I heard you were up for a bit of the what? Oh, that's 68. Terrible, isn't it?
Yeah, she's only retired a few years.
I haven't seen her on telly and all. I just assumed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm really sorry, right, Andrew. Okay. That's a disgrace. Jim made me do that. He was giving hand signals and everything.
Let's move on quickly. Gene Hackman.
Gene Hackman, yeah. I love Gene Hackman. I still think, you know, his best movie is the one, The Unforgiven, with Clint Eastwood.
Oh, right, yeah.
Where he plays the evil sort of sheriff guy.
Yeah.
Sheriff guy. Yeah, the Duck of Death, as he gets called in the movie.
What, it's hard to know what's his. I suppose French Connection is probably his. Well, like, what's his out? The one thing that people always.
I don't think there is a one thing with him. He's been brilliant across decades and decades and decades. He was the go-to bad guy for Hollywood for years and years. He was. You need a bad guy, you get Gene Hackman.
I'm sorry,
he's
but
the best.
He is. That's how good an actor he is. Yeah. Now. He's actually one of those actors. I think I said this to you before. You kind of. I don't really like him. You know what
and
I mean?
You're not supposed to.
You're not supposed to.
Yeah, but
he actually comes across as the kind of bloke who is. Oh God, there's something not right about him.
Yeah, but you see his name on a movie and you go, I'm definitely watching
that's
that.
That's going to be brilliant
because every movie he's in is brilliant because he's deadly.
It's
true.
Yeah, he's a great actor.
Oh yeah, he's a love
and
to
here,
hate.
I'm going to give you this one as well because, to be fair, it's a significant birthday for Gene Hackman.
All right, well he's up there with Clint Eastwood in the ages, so he's 80 today.
He's 90, man.
Ah, oh, for flat.
What? The harder I try to give it to you, the more you throw it away.
I used to be very good at this. Like, honest to God, before Christmas.
Yeah.
Like, most mornings I get one, maybe two. Yeah. Like, when you think of the amount of these hat tricks I have had.
Yeah, absolutely. Right, okay.
I don't know what's going on.
We'll stick with the actors, though. What about Christian Bale?
Yeah.
Mad.
Mad looking lad, yeah.
Mad.
Yeah.
Great Batman. I liked him as Batman.
Great Batman because Batman's a weirdo.
Well, yeah.
That's the whole thing about Batman. He's a weirdo.
You do have to be slightly, you know, to play it well.
You do, don't you? You do.
But the famous rant, remember he lost his mind on set because some lad walked across the shot or put a light in or something. You know, a famous one. Absolutely.
That's right.
But spend about 5 minutes lashing your man over.
But he is supposed to be a tip. Remember, he was accused of hitting his mother once. Do you remember that? Yeah.
Oh my God.
Because I remember doing stand-up about it like 20 years ago or whatever. Because I was there going, who hits their ma? Like, who? What does your ma have to do?
Yeah.
That you try. And I was
really?
Thinking,
Christian
how many
Bale?
Times does she walk in going, dinner, 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 dinner. Yeah, yeah.
That's actually, did you make that joke up?
I did.
That's very good.
Yeah.
Well done, PJ.
I did indeed. No, I didn't make up the song. We used to sing that in primary school.
Well, that was a very good joke.
I can't believe you're patronising me now, clapping and everything. I gotta say, Christian Bale is like, he's like 49.
Oh, yeah, yeah. 46.
Oh, okay.
46. For some reason, I thought you were gonna go older. And I was gonna sort of say to you, he's not that old.
No, because I remember he was supposed to be, he was a very, very young Batman, yeah.
Right, what about one of your heroes, albeit that he did kind of let you down, and it did turn into quite a saga on this very show?
Right.
Phil Collins.
Phil Collins, you absolute sniggledy snake.
Phil, remember the
drama, debacle around
those
tickets. Yeah, I know. I couldn't believe it.
For
those that don't remember, here's what happened, right? It was an absolute nightmare thing. So, Phil Collins went on sale, and I did not want to miss that gig.
No, you were determined to be there. You thought it was going to be a classic.
I was sitting here on the radio at 9 o'clock in the morning, waiting ready to buy the tickets when they went on sale.
Yeah.
I bought two tickets. Then this station, Classic Hits...
gave out all the rest.
Suddenly had, about 800 tickets to give away for a Phil Collins gig that hadn't even remotely come close to sold out. And for some reason, we got given the entire surplus.
Yeah.
We were giving them out every day for like 2 weeks.
And then the beauty of it all was, after PJ being the only person who seems to have bought
it. Before that, Phil Collins took a fall and hit his head.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And it was threatening not to do the gig at all. And then when you finally did do the gig...
You didn't go.
I had to do something else. I couldn't go. It was a disaster. So we fell out.
Yeah, it's Phil Collins. All of it is Phil Collins' fault as well.
Yeah, so Phil Collins is... He's 72.
69.
Oh.
69. And then the last one is a lad that I know you've read his book or listened to his book. And I know you're a big fan of. Supposed to be really, really funny bloke. away from his kind of primary profession of being, well, once upon a time being a footballer. Peter Crouch.
Peter Crouch. Yeah. I really like Peter Crouch. He's very funny.
Yeah.
He's unfortunate.
I still haven't gotten around to listening to that. You and Mike's
were great.
Like, heaping praise on his
book. If you like sports books and you like autobiographies and you know, you're into all of that, his one is because he's more of a comedy writer than an autobiographer. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like the How to Be a Professional Footballer is the name of it. And the people and
he's
the
actually taking the mic out of himself.
He's taking a bit out of himself, a lot out, actually, about 60% of the book is him taking the absolute mickey out of himself.
Yeah.
And then the other 40% is the mentors he was playing with. And the people that turn out to be.
I believe his podcast is huge.
Yeah, it's monster, yeah. But it's more, it's not crack podcast.
Oh, it's proper.
Like, they talk football.
Oh, right,
and, you know,
the only
bad thing about the book is it goes into this, it turns into the Bible according to Stephen Gerrard. He starts worshipping Stephen Gerrard. So if you're not a
naturally
cop,
you have to skip through that.
You have to just skip the entire last chapter if you're not a cop. But he's brilliant, yeah. So I'd say he's like, what, 41?
Not bad, 39.
Oh, okay. I'll take that.
Yeah, close enough. Right. Well, that went well.
Oh, yeah. Again. I think it's about time we did something else, is it?
And now you're up to date on the home of the No Repeat 7-7, putting €1,000 on the line every hour. This is Classic Hits.
Nice one. Cheers, Tara. How are you this morning?
Grand form, lads.
Good. And
Friday's
of course,
we're all
happy again because our temperatures are all sort of normal.
Yeah.
But is it a permanent fix now, or are we?
I don't know. I'm not sure. No, I think this is a temporary fix before the permanent fix.
Right.
This is our air conditioning, which has been kaput for weeks.
Oh, my God.
We've been literally dressing like an Inuit to come into work in the morning.
Yeah, it depends on
which room
side
you were in.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You're like in the Inuit side, whereas we're in Bermuda shorts and Hawaiian shorts.
Yeah. So no, but what I was having to do was outside, vest, T-shirt, hoodie, coat, scarf, gloves actually on one occasion, fleece blanket over me knees. I'm not joking. And then I'd be coming in to read the news every half an hour and having to strip
off. A bikini, yeah.
Well, not quite a bikini, but a T-shirt. Yeah.
Yeah, it's bad. Yeah, because we're all happy again now. We can all sort of have some sort of normal temperature.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we'll see now.
What's the new thing we'll find to moan about?
Yeah.
Well, it's still January now. Let's not lose the run of
ourselves. You had to, didn't you? You had to start him off, Terry.
Only till tomorrow.
You know how long it takes me to calm him down when you start him off?
You asked a question.
Puff Daddy, I'll Be Missing You, and Duran Duran, Hungry Like the Wolf, here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with BJ and Jim, just 19 minutes to 7 o'clock. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks. Thursday, 30th of January, Friday's Eve. And we're nearly there. Touching distance, not just of the weekend, but of February.
February!
By the way, just a quick one. I want to see if I can update you on that issue on the M7. It's actually Joe saying this time that the accident has been moved to the hard shoulder just after the M9 junction.
So, oh, that's all right. So hopefully that means...
At least the idea that the accident's moved, hopefully, is a good thing.
Traffic is flowing again because apparently it was at a standstill, so...
Right.
So I imagine it's still not exactly brilliant around there.
Yeah. Stephen, on the other hand, has a slightly different traffic issue. Hi, lads. Cow on the road at Blue Gardenia at British there on the N81. Want to watch out for that?
British, where's that? That's Wicklow, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yep.
The N81.
That's probably one of Jim's. Just give it a slap on the bum and tell it to go home.
Tell it to go home, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for it.
Tell it to follow the unicorn back.
Yeah. I wonder, mind you, I'd say that probably, the N81, that's probably a busy enough road, to be fair.
I'd say so. This time, yeah, it is, isn't it? It must be if I know it.
Yeah. Cow! On the road. Watch out for it. Right, what else we got? By the way, can I just mention the Wexican? We haven't mentioned the Wexican in a long time.
Go on, the Wexico.
Yeah, and he was on to say that he got 3 in a row on the birthdays.
I literally just read that message, yeah. I need your tips then, Mr. Wexico. You're going to have to start texting me in the morning and give me tips because I'm gone off form completely. Like, I'm way off form and I don't really know why. I'm doing the same.
You're not that far off from me. You're skinning the post.
Come here now. I was always hitting at least one or two an odd time. My mental arithmetic is not clicking into place at all.
It's when I'm giving you clues like it's a significant birthday and you're getting 10 years out. That's what's weird.
And insulting the likes of Anne Doyle, television legend. Sticking 10 years on her for no good
reason.
By the way,
the Wexican's a bit concerned about telling his boss that he's got a day off tomorrow because he got 3 right in the birthdays.
Let me know how that goes, Mr. Wexico.
Ah, dear. What else we got? It's Peter O'Sullivan. What's he want? Hi, lads. Just to say about Gene Hackman. isn't the duck he referred to Richard Harris' character in it as he was the Duke? I don't know what
I know.
Is.
I bet you, without reading the message, I know what he's talking about.
Right, what's he talking
about? Because I referred to him as he gets called the Duck of Death in the movie. But it's because one guy misreads, he can't read properly, and it's supposed to be the Duke of Death.
In
The Unforgiven.
Oh, sorry, right,
so
okay.
So I bet you, without reading, I bet you that's what it is. So he used to call, then because your man read it as the Duck of Death, he slagged him as the Duke of Death, where it's supposed to be the Duke of Death.
Gotcha.
Because there's a guy following him around writing his sort of biography, yeah.
Peter, fair play to you. Thanks very much for that. I'm glad we got to the bottom of it. Anyway, listen, whatever's going on for you today, hopefully you're in good form. Looking forward to it. What have we got for you? We've got the hit bit, of course, as usual, in about an hour's time. We were getting a little bit ahead of ourselves.
We were
bashing on about €1,200.
We
haven't quite got there yet.
But because we're nice fellas, or no, because Jim is such a nice fella, actually, he decided it should stay at the one that I misquoted, as long as me and Mike make up the odds.
Yeah, I thought it was the decent thing for me to do.
But now we have a real figure. It's funny how a bit of a threat puts you back into the spot, isn't it? A little bit of a threat, and all of a sudden you know what you're doing again. €1,130. Not €140, sorry. That'd be right, because, yeah. Oh, hold on. No, it's not. €30.
Right.
I was using this as an example of how I know what I'm doing.
Yeah. It's going well. It's going well, to be fair. It's going well.
1,000. I'm the Duck of
Keep
Death, aren't I?
Keep
I am the Duck of Death. €1,130 is what we have for the hit bit. So that's all for you if you can get it right this morning.
Brilliant. ClassicHits.ie. Check it out. Have a little listen there as many times as you like. Check out the previous guesses so you don't waste yours. And let us know if you want to play Magic Mike. Of course, they'll get a couple of people on to have a bash at winning all of that cash. Also, the Breakfast Table Quiz is ticking along nicely. Still at 10. That's a bit later on. If you can beat that score of 10, you could be heading off for a nice family break to the Celtic Ross Hotel, one of PJ's favourite parts of the world, West Cork.
West Cork.
A
Cork
in
its entirety. Yeah, stop off in the city on the way back. I'd never tell anyone what my favourite little fizzy joint in Cork is. Do you know that?
No, because then it becomes inundated.
I don't want it to
becomes a celebrity haunt.
It's terrible because I don't want it to be too popular.
No,
and of course,
absolutely.
Your man that runs the place is going, why is that? No.
Does he not have a, did he not put a sign up, PJ Gallagher appearing here?
No, he wants people to go in. Like, you know, he's doing his best to keep people in. You know what I mean? That's like putting up, you know, possibility of a bar fight.
Wouldn't that be amazing if they did something like that? If you were in, having a quiet, you know, fizzy, listening to your audiobook or whatever, one end of the bar, and there was a poster up and people were allowed to come in and look at you. That's that fella off the telly there.
Oh, my God.
Is it? Yep.
That never worked with me.
You're not allowed to speak to him now. You can just look at him and pass. Move on now, right? How much did you pay?
That would never work with me.
An entry fee to see you.
You'd have to do that with someone like Colin Farrell or a real famous person like Marty Whelan or something.
Yeah.
I go into a pub to have a look at Marty Whelan having a sandwich.
Well, so if you go into a pub, like, do people ring around? Does the barkeeper? Barkeeper.
The barkeeper. Look at this, Mr. Wild West.
Barkeeper. My God.
That's now like you're some, the Duck
of
Death.
That's me listening to me Sherlock Holmes stuff. Yeah.
Hello, barkeep.
Hello, barkeep. I'll have you. Anyway, do they ring around? You'll never guess who's in.
No, they don't. Why would they do that? This is mad talk
it's
now.
It's the famous lad from Dublin off the telly.
Oh my God, he's just trying to make a mickey out of me.
Anyway.
If they said that, you'll never guess who's in. I'd be going, who?
Anyway, your chance to go to West Cork, the Celtic Ross Hotel in Roscarbery. That's our destination on the Breakfast Table Quiz. That's on the way a bit later on. Also, we're going to be talking celebrity riders, funnily enough, since we've been chatting there about PJ doing a celebrity thing in West Cork. We're going to be talking about celebrity riders, the weird demands that celebrities make. We'll be chatting to Mike about that because we'll find out the kind of things that
I love these.
PJ
insists
on before he comes to work every day.
Oh, God,
it's incredible.
Yeah. Imagine.
Absolutely incredible.
I would just I don't have to insist on anything. You know what I mean?
You have it all.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
And also, Ollie in Galway's been on just in relation to that cow that's on the N81. He says the cow is out for a walk in Wicklow because it's freezing. Thanks for that, Ollie. Cheers.
I love that. Cheers. Stupid gag.
Brilliant. Right, almost 12 minutes to 7. Rick Astley, Never Gonna Give You Up here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with BJ and Jim. Thursday morning, Friday's Eve. Nearly there, folks. 30th of January. It's almost 10 past 7. Thanks for hanging out with us. Good to have you along. If you want to give us a shout, feel free at any stage. 087 188 0008 on WhatsApp. And it is free on the old WhatsApp to give us a shout. So as I say, feel free at any stage. This is the this is the hour that we're going to be playing the hit bit, like it was some sort of dramatic kind
yeah,
of
yeah,
like,
this is the hour.
This is the hour.
The hour has come.
It's coming.
You're doing very, it's very X Factor now, that sort of talk and carry on, isn't it?
Yeah. Anyway, right, what have you got for us? What'd you find?
This is unbelievable, right? Because, you know, we all know at this stage, I imagine, who Elon Musk is, right? The guy who created, basically everything he says is going to happen, happens.
Okay.
Right? He did PayPal, he did SpaceX, he's done Tesla. Like, everything he puts his hand to, and he now has those rockets that launch themselves with SpaceX and land themselves without... Like,
wow.
The guy is an absolute genius. And now we do a lot of things in this show where we read out predictions and we laugh at people. Let's be honest, we do it out with the side of our mouths, ridicule.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know when your lads come and say,
that'll never happen.
Your Chinese will be delivered to you by a drone in, you know, in January next year. It will, yeah. It will, yeah. And we have a bit of crack about it. But because Elon Musk is saying this outrageous claim, I genuinely think this probably could happen, right?
Right.
So the South African tech mogul, which is what he is really, he's reckoning now that he wants to send a million human beings to Mars by the year 2050. Now, I know that sounds ridiculous.
What's that? 30 years. A million of us living on Mars.
A million of us living on Mars. I know that sounds absolutely ridiculous, but because it's him saying it, I actually think this may very well happen. Because look at everything else he said that'll happen.
Yeah.
And nobody agreed with him. Everyone thought he was nuts.
Is he still working on that thing of the train in the vacuum?
Yeah, he is, yeah.
It'll go underground. But
there's no resistance. There's no traction or resistance.
Vacuum.
So it's in a complete vacuum. So everything can move so much faster, yeah.
Yeah. He wants to do it right across America.
Yeah. So you can basically get a train much quicker than you could get a plane, is kind of the idea.
Wow.
The lad is an absolute genius, right? So in a series of tweets that he put out earlier in the month, and I know Twitter isn't the best place, you know, but this is, you know, to get, but you do know it's him that said it. So he said he needs to get to a point that people can go to space and Mars if they want, and money shouldn't be an object. He's saying with loans available for people who don't have money, but who want to be part of, you know, a new pioneering force and a new colonization of Mars. So
he's colonizing it.
Well, as soon as you live there, you're colonizing, aren't you?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, because in fairness, literally, a WhatsApp has just come in saying one question. Why?
I suppose this planet
may be... Do we know?
This planet may very well be on its last leg.
Well, that's what I was going to say.
And anyway, human beings are traveling people.
Could Mars sustain us?
No, nothing. No, you'd have to go up and do. You'd have to build.
Although I suppose it should
stuff
be
stuff to live.
It should
in.
Be able to sustain us because, in fairness, you know, a Mars a day helps you work, rest, and play.
I can't actually believe he did that. I can't actually believe he did that.
So yeah, so in theory, Mars can sustain us.
I just swear to God, how that didn't come out of Magic Mike's pun mouth, I have no idea. I can't believe. That's in fairness.
I apologize.
That was a very well timed gag. To be fair to you.
Anyway, sorry, a million of us on Mars.
Yeah, so he wants to build, here's the thing as well, 1,000 starships that will bring...
Now, even by Elon Musk standards, it's getting a bit out there now.
A 1,000-strong fleet of a new type of SpaceX rocket dubbed the Starship. This is literally what Battlestar Galactica was, wasn't it? A bunch of people looking for a new home planet, travelling across the galaxy. So this machine is to embark... I've never flown yet, this machine. It's the design of it is all he has. It looks like a giant 164-foot silver bullet. It's really shiny. And he wants to be able to send that and 1,000 people... or 1,000 of these, he wants to send full of people to Mars until it's colonised by a million people. He reckons he can build 1,000 of these in South Texas over 10 years. And he then thinks that the 1,000 Starship flights to Mars a year, which will be 3 flights a day... Full of people will go to Mars to colonise Mars.
It'll be easier to get to Mars than it is to get to...
Town.
Knock.
Town. Remember when you saw, you just saw the story yesterday, that Dublin anyway has like the 17th worst traffic in the world or whatever, yeah? So you'd be able to get to Mars for free. You won't even need a leave card or anything to get to Mars because he'll give you a loan apparently to get to Mars.
And you'll work it off.
But isn't this just the madness of the modern age we're living in? Like that this is a genuine thing people are working on. We live in the future. The actual future. We hold a device in our hand with an iPhone or whatever.
What do we do on Mars, PJ, when we go?
Hopefully very little. Like, that's why these are all wasted on me.
Yeah.
I'd be like, can you get Netflix? And it's the football on. You know, that my sense of adventure. It'll be younger people, surely. They wouldn't send old farts like us up.
No.
You and me going up and then...
Well, not if they have to wait till 2050, for God's sake, because they'll have to take us over home or something.
Yeah, and then we'd be up there moaning about our feet and the heat. You know, yeah. So they're not going to want us.
I mean, I like it. I'd like it warm, but this is very warm.
Yeah, but it's amazing to be among the first space colonials.
Mars is the red planet, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why that's significant. I just thought I'd mention
it's like the County Cork of the universe. Isn't it?
Yeah.
So, yeah, but that's it.
Would you be into it?
No, I wouldn't, no. But no. You look, come here. I don't even, like, you know, I'm not mad about going to Spain. Like, you know, it's very, the hassle of the travelling and the duty free and the getting and the searching and the metal.
And you'd have no escape as well. You'd have no escape because I'm assuming, like, unless they, you know... Unless they build something very, very, very big up there, you're going to be in these silver bullet starships
with
a load of other people.
I know.
That'd be your
worst
nightmare.
Yeah, no, it's not for me. Like, you know, look at the three of us can't even share a car when we're going to Galway. Imagine any one of the three of us in a rocket going up to space.
So three of us are going to Mars, yeah.
And then getting out up there.
Three separate starships, please. Santana with Rob Thomas. Smooth here at Classic Hits. Almost 20 past seven. Joe's been on. He wants us to wish his wonderful wife, Pat O'Rourke, a very happy 32nd wedding anniversary.
Ah, happy anniversary.
32 years.
Literally a life sentence, isn't it?
Well done,
fair
Pat.
Fair play to
well
the two
done.
Of you.
Hanging in there, Pat.
For putting up with each other.
There you go, Pat
O'Rourke.
Obviously,
they don't live in the same house.
Happy wedding anniversary, Pat, from Joe. Also, a couple of people, things that we need to clear up, right? You know the way you said about Britis being in Wicklow?
Yeah.
A couple of people have taken issue with that.
Oh, really? Where is it then?
They're claiming it's in County Dublin.
Oh, I beg your pardon. I didn't know. I always assumed Britis was Wicklow, yeah?
Yeah, somebody saying that Britis is County Dublin. There was another one in there as well. In relation to... Blue Gardenia is the pub on the right... Going from Tala to Blessington, I think it's still in County Dublin, says DG.
All right.
That's interesting, isn't it?
Beg your pardon. I did not know. I did not know that at all.
This, by the way, was in relation to the cow that was on the end.
There was a rogue piece of cattle, I nearly said. A rogue cow out in the middle of the road. And I started accusing the people of British of being Wicklow people and said it must be one of Jim McCabe's cattle. So obviously, not only did I have the geographical location wrong, I had everything wrong.
Yeah.
About it.
And while we're on the subject,
at least that's something new for today.
And while we're on the subject of being wrong, somebody's saying, "Tell PJ he still has it wrong. Gene Hackman was Little Bill, and Richard Harris was the Duke of Death."
Yeah, but Richard Harris was calling Gene Hack. No, hold on. Gene Hackman.
Tell you what, we'll come back.
Read
to this.
It wrong about the duck, didn't he?
It's almost 7:22.
And they said, "No, you're the Duke." And then Richard Harris was slagging him off.
Yeah, December 1963. Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 23 minutes away from 8 o'clock. December 1963, we're very, very close to the end of January 2020.
Very, very close. Nearly there now.
Which, in fairness, it's good news.
It is good news. For God's sake, this has been the longest month in the history of the world. It's been like we're into the fourth month of January now. It's just about over. It is tomorrow. Tomorrow's the last day of the endless rain of darkness that has come across this land.
Exactly. So, and of course, you know, obviously tomorrow's being Friday. Normally we sort of have a little, you know, there's a little extra pep in the step on a Friday. It has to be said, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
For most people, at least, heading into the weekend is a good thing.
So you would imagine now, with it being the last day of January and the first day of the weekend, that it's a perfect storm,
perfect
if you
storm
will.
Of feeling good. January behind you, heading into the weekend. Oh. Got to be a good thing. And normally on a Friday, right, we tend to start off with a little kind of, there's a little tradition we have where we play like something like this. You know what I mean? It's a little feel-good boppy
Woo-hoo!
Thing to say happy Fridays.
It's a celebration.
There you go. So we normally do that, you know, on a kind of a Friday. It's the first thing we play when we have our little chat.
Yeah, it gives us a little bit of a pep in our step. So now, tomorrow being a very, 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 very special day.
Yeah.
Kind of looking for something else to get the show going.
Yeah,
a
we're trying
bit
to
of
think,
anthem.
Is that good enough? Can we just go with our usual?
I don't
Should
know.
Should we try
I
think, and find something
no,
that's...
No, we need something special.
You need something that I think has an extra ounce of feel-good
yeah,
in it.
Yeah, like, you know the way you sometimes play the Magnificent Seven?
Yeah,
You need something like that, because that's the sort of stuff that really gives you the jiggery pokery in your happiness.
Exactly, when you hear the likes of that going on.
Yeah, like, would you stop? Welcome to February, everybody.
Yes. We've made it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it gets really good now in a second.
Oh,
you feel like you're riding on into February like there was no tomorrow, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. And then, of course, you've always been a fan of the likes of that.
Yeah, well, there's nothing better than that.
Yeah.
You're talking about the minimum. They said we couldn't make it to the end. They told me I would never be in February, and here I am.
Yeah, there's loads of... And actually, there was a belter we had the other day. It coincided with a birthday. It was this one.
Ah. This is the bit of the song where you're still looking forward to January. Or you're still looking forward to February coming, right?
Yeah.
But it's still January, but you can see the light at the end of the tunnel, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And as the song goes on... Bam, 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 hey!
It's February! Bam, 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 bam.
Yeah, so exactly. So you see what happens. And some they just good feel good.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
There was this one. When I was doing the thing for Magnum because it was his birthday, I came across this one and I'd forgotten how good it is.
Oh, this is going back a bit.
Oh, man. Hawaii Five-0. Do you remember that?
I do,
when
yeah.
When you were a kid.
Book Hawaii 5-0. Like.
Yeah, Book 'em Dano.
Oh, so good, isn't
it? Have you noticed that the connection with the Hawaii 5-0 and Magnum is that sort of sunny paradise?
Yeah, but they're both Hawaii, weren't they?
Yeah, yeah.
About, yeah, the two of them just...
Sunny paradise. Coming out of January with a sunny paradise tune.
Oh, yeah, I know. And like... As if February is even a good month. It's just not January.
Exactly.
But that's it. So celebrate. So if anyone has any suggestions as to how to start the day,
yeah,
Mike, any
particular favourite sort of feel-good theme tunes or anything like that now that you did?
Greatest American Hero, maybe for me, I have to say.
The Greatest American Hero's a good shout.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's very good. Joey Scarborough.
Yeah, it's a cracker. Yeah, it picks me up all the time. Or the theme from Baywatch, y'all know that's my favourite.
I know, yeah.
So that's your ultimate,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, it brings me back
to
a time.
You see, because we're looking for something that sort of just generates that sense of feel-good kind of thing for you.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
For me, I do what we normally do on bank holidays. And I'd sing in on Minder. And I Should Be So Good For You. That's what I would do.
That's not a bad shout either.
If it was up to me solely now, that's the way I'd play the game.
Right.
Oh, you know what I mean?
Okay, well listen, why don't you give us a shout? 087-188-0008. If there's some sort of, like, I mean, I suppose technically we could do a song, but it's kind of, you know.
Do anything.
Yeah. We're looking for a sort of a theme. Because we might play it multiple times, you see, through the course of the show, celebrating the end of January.
Top of every hour. Yeah. Well, that's a good idea. 6, 7, 8.
Who knows?
9.
So let us know if there's some sort of really just feel-good music that you think would sum up the celebration of the end of January, thankfully.
Oh, yeah.
And heading into a weekend. Will
this
you let
is
us
a
know?
Big deal. Like, this is a big
it is
deal.
A big deal.
Never mind Brexit and all that carry on tomorrow. This is what really matters.
087-188-0008.
Classic hits.
And now, the Hit Bit with Woodland Motor Company. Finding a quality used car can be a little hit and miss. Finally, find the deal you can rely on. WoodlandMotorCo.ie.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit Bit. The classic Hit Bit is worth €1,130 this morning. So it's not small money anymore, and this is how it sounds. That's all for you, of course. If you can tell us what it is, what bit of a hit is the classic Hit Bit. And Kevin is going to play for us this morning. How are you, Kevin?
How's it going, PJ? How are you getting on?
Not too bad, man. How are you getting on? Where are you this morning?
I'm pulled into Applegreen here in Meath.
Oh, good stuff. Right. What's the weather like there?
Dreary.
As if I should have even asked. Yeah. It being January still.
When people ask what the weather's like, you could just turn around and say, it's Ireland. Ah, right, I know exactly what you mean. Dreary, is that what you're saying?
So what's the crack? What have you got ahead of you today?
It is Moving On Up by M People.
Oh, okay, right. Straight in with a guess. Good stuff.
Just give me the cash, PJ. I'm out of here.
Yeah. Enough of the 20 questions.
I know, yeah. Just trying to socialise.
What's the weather like? Where are you from? What do you do?
I'm socialising.
That's the chit-chat.
He's always give out to me that I'm not social enough.
Anyway, Kevin, you are wrong, unfortunately.
Ah, go on.
Which, of course, means it's moving on up to
1,140. Oh,
moving on up.
Listen, Kevin, take care of yourself, man. Thanks for having a go.
Well,
cheers.
See you later, Kevin.
Did I interrupt Mike singing?
You did, yeah. He was
moving on. Moving on up.
If we just commit instead of just bludgering it on.
That's the way they say it in the song. Moving on up, moving on up, moving on up.
Don't be afraid to belt it out,
it
Mike.
It fades out.
Don't be hiding your light under a bushel.
It's a bad, mad as a brush. Tony Byrne in Wicklow. How are you, Tony?
How are you, lads?
How's it going, Tony?
Good, good.
What's your plans for the day?
Not much. Chill out. Do a bit of housework.
Good stuff, yeah. I'd say you're looking forward to the end of January as well, yeah?
Yeah.
It's a real 100%. Pox of an old thing, isn't it?
It's a horrible month, isn't it?
It really is. Right, let's try and put a smile on your face anyway, Tony. What do you think?
I think it's a Divine Comedy, National Express.
Good stuff. Oh, great song.
Bit of guaranteed Irish.
Oh, I'm going
to... Tony, I think you haven't stumped.
No, because I'm going to go for this one, lads.
Right.
Tony, God, that'd be a great bit of money. It'd be like... Something for the weekend. Something for the weekend.
I would, yeah.
Something for the weekend. Oh, sorry, you're wrong, by the way, Tony.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
I'll try again, guys.
If there was ever such a thing as a radio tumbleweed.
I tell you, that was it right there.
We all felt that one. Tony, take care of yourself, man.
Okay,
cheers.
Guys,
now I've realised he is committing. He's just a terrible singer.
No, what we've realised is he should be committed.
Yeah, better still. Much better.
Right, another chance with Jamie and Farrelly. 20-5 this afternoon if you want to have another crack at having go at winning the hit bit. In Excess, Need You Tonight here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Thursday. Thursday, of course, 30th of January, Friday's Eve. Folks, good to have you along. Thanks for hanging out with us. Almost 9 minutes past 8 o'clock. 0871 880 0008 if you want to give us a shout this morning for whatever's going on for you. By the way, loads of people already getting in with their suggestions as to what the opening sort of theme should be for tomorrow's show. We're basically looking for... Normally we start the Friday show with that celebration song. You know, the sort of thank crunchy, it's Friday kind of song.
Celebrate good times, all that sort of bracket.
All that sort of stuff, right? So normally we do that, but we just thought, well, tomorrow's a very iconic Friday. Yes, it's Friday, which is great news. Happy Friday and all that sort of stuff. But it's also the end of January, the month that thought we would never see the end of.
No, we would never see the end of. And here it is, it's finally arrived. It isn't actually. It's tomorrow it's finally over. But we need to celebrate and see it out. That's the main thing.
Exactly. So we were looking for your suggestions for an upgrade for for what we could play when the time comes, like as our opening, our first piece of music of the show tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like, you know, to give a feel good thing. We were kind of leaning away a little bit from songs, weren't we?
Well, yeah. I like the 80s sort of theme tunes things, but that's just me.
No, but that's true.
Just me. Like, that's just my weird head.
Yeah, in fairness, we were toying with a few ones. Some of the suggestions that came in, this came in surprisingly quite a lot.
I do like that a lot.
For some reason.
Right, but this is like my favourite TV show of all time, right?
Dallas is.
Well... I told you I had the box set of Dallas, the CD box set of all of them, and you picked it up and it played this song. Yeah.
I'm kind of surprised by that one.
Well, let me rephrase and put it correct. Dallas is not my favourite TV show of all time.
Right.
But J.R. Ewing is my favourite TV character of all time.
Right, okay.
So there's a big crossover there, a major crossover.
Yeah, so that was suggested. I was kind of surprised by that one a bit. This came in a bit too.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes, my cycle hums. Ready to race to you.
It's not big enough.
Yeah, and the other thing
it's not big enough. It's very good, but it's not big. Yeah. Look, it has Mike jigging around. Oh, look, dancing in the seat.
The other thing about it is it kind of needs to be instrumental because we tend to chat over it, don't we, in the morning. That's our sort of opening link.
Unless we just go for it and sing along.
Well, that's
like
that's
why I think Minder's not a bad idea.
You get the Minder sing. And it's very early in the morning for us to be singing,
BJ. It's the last day of Crapuary, though.
Right, okay.
And like when Crapuary's over... You have a whole year to wait for Crapuary to come back. So it's a singing occasion as far as I'm concerned.
I know. I think it was a safe bet that this was going to come in. It is very good.
That is celebration music, isn't it?
It is fairly celebratory. It is
It's a very celebratory...
Anyway, keep them coming in. As I say, we're looking for something
that we're
going to use as...
If for no other reason, I'm just delighted we have an excuse to play all these. Because these are just... These are the greatest musical bits. Like, if an orchestra just played... If RTE Concert Orchestra, if you're listening...
Yeah.
All of these songs you need to do a concert for them. You would sell it out for months on end if they played all these.
To see all these theme tunes performed live. Yeah,
definitely.
The other ones that have come in, Airwolf has come in as a suggestion.
Now people are getting into the sort of...
The Greatest American Hero, which is Mike's one, to be fair. Mike's
Joey Scarborough, as well. Pretty deadly, in fairness.
And I mean, and there is a lot of kind of songs that are coming in. People saying The Final Countdown, people saying The Only Way Is Up, people saying
Final Countdown.
You know, all of that sort of stuff as well, potentially.
The Final Countdown. I mean, it's dramatically cheesy.
Oh, God, that is a great shout there. I can't even get the theme to mind.
What is it?
The Great Escape. You know, The Great Escape, Steve McQueen.
That's a
That's not a bad shout.
And we get to whistle along.
Yeah.
That's so very good.
So basically, it's something we want to know what it is that ultimately.
You have it!
What?
Who was playing?
Mike playing
Mike
it in the background.
Sneaking in, Mike.
Can you hear that?
Yeah.
Right, listen.
Ah, lads.
Come it is on. Good. We could sing along with that, to be honest.
Come on,
you know,
lads.
First thing in the morning.
Come on, try it.
It would be good.
If you want to, I'll change the situation.
Very good. Yeah. Good shout, Michael, yeah.
Right people, right time, just the wrong occasion.
It's hard to beat, it is hard to beat.
I mean, I've got a good idea.
It's going to be hard to stop him now as well.
Just you keep me near. I'll be so good for, I could be so good for you.
I'm the real one, man. Remember we used to do that going
bank
into
holidays,
a bank holidays.
Going into bank holidays.
It used to be our bank holiday song.
Oh my God. I actually have goosebumps listening to my own voice.
Anyway, it's going to be tough to beat that one, to be fair.
Boys, right? Boys.
087-188-0008. Music, as soon as you hear it, makes you feel good. We need to know what is it for you. Maybe we'll start the show with it tomorrow.
Oh,
for Friday, for the end of January.
This
for all
is
of
a
good things.
Great day.
Quit playing games. The Backstreet Boys here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Thursday. Friday's Eve. We're nearly there. It's nearly the weekend and it's nearly the end of January. Reasons to be cheerful, people. Reasons to be cheerful.
Oh, God, yeah. And cheerful we are. God, I'm absolutely... I'm gone up to 25 levels after singing that song from Miners. What a great song that is.
And there's loads of stuff still coming in. People saying Mr. Blue Sky. That's coming in a lot.
That's pretty... You know what I mean?
As a feel-good tune. That is a good one. Don't Stop Me Now from Queen's another good one.
The only problem I'd have...
Wasn't that actually... Isn't that Queen one was the one that was voted the ultimate feel-good?
The ultimate feel-good song that was voted, yeah. Not actually voted, I beg your pardon. Scientifically proven to be the ultimate feel-good song.
Had the formula
song.
Or whatever.
Yeah, whatever formula it is, yeah.
Eye of the Tiger, your favourite's coming in a lot, PJ, as well.
Yeah.
What else is there? Emotional Business. Fish, Celebrate.
Oh, Jerry Fish, that was... I used to... Man, back in the day, when that song was released, I couldn't get enough of it.
Yeah.
What a great band.
Somebody saying the Jurassic Park theme.
It's not feel good.
I don't know
it's
if it's
fantastic.
Feel good. It's great, yeah.
Welcome to Classic Hits.
Yeah.
Happy has come in as well, you know. Actually, we played a bit of it earlier, didn't we?
Pharrell.
Oh, no, sorry, it's not. It's the other Happy. It's that one from... It's the theme tune from Only When When I Laugh. It's kind of an ironic Happy. It's like,
oh, I know
I'm
it.
H-A-P-P-Y.
The Bose fans sing it.
I'm H-A-P-P-Y. What do the Bose fans sing?
Well, they sing, I'm Bose until I die.
There you go.
I am Bose until I die. Yeah, I know the one well.
There you go. Black Beauty theme has come in a bit as well.
Very nice. That was the first bit of classical music as a child I thought was kind of blew me away.
Yeah. There's the one we played earlier on, the theme from Hawaii Five-0 Mick was looking for as well. That is a good... There's another
That's
Hawaii Five-0. That is a good one.
It's
there's
good,
something about
Frank.
That.
Now I'm going to say
this.
And
I do like the Magnum one
I know
well.
I'm getting all excited over songs that are like 40 years old. I know that.
Yeah.
Hawaii Five-0 feels slightly dated to me. That's all I'm saying.
And this is from a man whose go-to song is, oh, what do you want to make those eyes of me for?
Oh, God.
Chumbawamba. The other one was Fraggle Rock, somebody's saying as well. Fraggle Rock. Heart to Heart.
Oh, yeah.
When they met, it was murder.
And they, yeah, that's right. Maxwell, the dog and everything. Yeah. But what was the way the song went?
Heart to Heart. Do you have that to hand, Mike, by any chance?
It was really quick. I remember it was a real fast song, wasn't it? Because my dad used to challenge me at the end of Heart to Heart to read the credits to see how fast... Because they used to just go, you know, like... Starring, directed by, produced by, blah, blah, blah,
oh,
it went so fast.
Yeah.
And the song. Oh, here's.
Is this it, Michael? Is it?
This is it, yeah. Remember the plane lands.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah. A self-made millionaire.
Oh yeah, I see what you mean now. Yeah, it's like a dance song.
It's
background.
Quick, man, listen. This is and then it takes off when he starts. Gorgeous. She's gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
That was the famous line. How to take care of herself. Oh man. When they met, it was murder. He says.
My name is Max. Here we go. I take care of both of them, which ain't easy.
Because when they met, it was murder.
There it goes. Oh.
Not bad, in fairness. Not bad. Not bad at all.
Lads, now, if anything was ever open to a jingle, when they met, it was breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
Lads.
Yeah.
When they met, it was early.
My name is Mike. I will look after these two.
I look after the pair of them. Yeah. That's incredible. Look, it writes itself, people. Writes itself.
Yeah.
Somebody sent the Avengers theme. Oh, my God. The Muppets. There's everything's coming in. Baywatch, in fairness. I think, Mike, that's your favourite, isn't it? Baywatch.
Love it.
Funny enough, right up Mike Street, all right.
Look, there's lots of contenders. Keep them coming. Let us know what you think it is. The piece of music, right? More so than a song, maybe. I kind of like the idea of leaning towards the theme, do you?
I do, yeah, I do. I do like it.
What do you reckon? You kind of. More so than a song.
Yeah, I think so. There's been a few good suggestions on songs, to be fair, like.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think we'll stick with the theme.
A piece of music that just makes you, just gives you the jingly jangly feel good vibes.
Jingly jangly feel good. That's what we're looking at. That's the most specific request we've ever had for people.
Whatever it is
jingly
for you.
Jingly jangly feel good vibes. You went back to about 40 years of radio there.
I was celebrating Tony Blackburn's birthday yesterday.
Welcome to PJ
Jingly
and Jim
jangly
and
feel good vibes. Here in Classic Hits. actually, that would be a good one as well. So if somebody suggested, you know that Lightning Seed song that they used for the football?
Come the good times. No, that's not it. That's Our House.
Beep, 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 beep. What is that?
The Life of Riley.
Life of Riley.
The
Life
of Riley.
That's a good one. Anyway, listen, let us know for what it is for you. 087-188-0008. Billy Ocean, When the Going Gets Tough, here at Classic Hits, almost 20 to 9. Yeah, we got the Breakfast Table Quiz on the way very shortly. Firstly, though, time to find out how the other half live to a certain extent. We have one of their kind among us, obviously, as you know.
Oh, you're a jackass. I knew you were going to do this.
One of their kind among us.
I knew you were going to do this.
There's an interesting story about the kind of... We were talking about this the other... How did this come up the other day?
We were just talking about, I think... I don't remember, actually. We went down a wormhole of what celebrities demand when they turn up at venues, you know, when they're so-called riders.
What's known in the industry, apparently, as a rider.
Yeah.
And the idea is it's kind of little demands that they make in addition to their
fee
and all that.
You were asking me. That's where it came from. You were asking me, what would I have when I get to a venue?
Yeah, what do you demand?
And I was like, literally nothing. Like, normally it's like a cup of tea and a biscuit or whatever.
Yeah.
That's it, you know.
It's not massively exactly
glamorous. And then we went down the wormhole to see, well, what do some of the lunatics on the higher end demand? And now we have some.
Because you
hear
famous stories of, like, isn't there somebody who insists on a place being freshly painted?
That's not even bad compared to some of these ones. Like, this all started with Van Halen. Remember Van Halen's famous, no brown M&Ms are allowed into the bowl of M&Ms that they demanded. Someone had to go through and make sure there was no brown ones there.
Oh my God.
This was
the first
big rider story. Yeah. And David Lee Roth was asked years later, right? What's the story with the brown M&Ms? And his excuse, right, was, well, you see, what we decided was if they let brown M&Ms in after that specific request, then they would have left the standards down on the entire production. So it's not that diva-esque a demand at all, really, is it?
Oh my God, that's ridiculous.
But it is, it's ridiculous. Now all you have to people doing who would have been concentrating on health and safety, looking for M&Ms for you, you feckin' idiot, you. And that's all it is.
Yeah.
That was the first one of them. I remember growing up listening to that story, but some of them are much worse. Since Kanye West, for example, right? Now, we all know he's a bit of a loon. Well, he demands imported, straight from Italy, Versace towels on hand at all times at his venue when he gets there. Has to be a Versace towel. God forbid any other towel would clean up water the way a Versace towel does.
A Versace towel?
Yeah. All his drivers have to wear clothes made from 100% cotton because he doesn't like a driver that's not in cotton.
That's got a bit of nylon in him.
Yo, gee, God forbid. What sort of reaction would that have on his hair or whatever? Yeah.
That potentially could be rough on the driver. I mean, if it gets wrinkly. 100% cotton's tough to iron, you know.
It certainly is. Certainly is. And he also, very famously, said to one of his helpers one day, or whatever you call them, your stage hand, I don't know what you call it. There's an assistant, a personal assistant. There you go. Yeah.
Lackey, I find it.
Yeah, well, this is very lackey, because he found that the dressing room carpet he was in, the venue he was in, was a bit lumpy one day. So he had his personal assistant iron the carpet, because he didn't like walking.
Stop.
He didn't like the feel of it on his feet, yeah. So he had he had your man iron the carpet for him. Yeah, iron.
Not
it.
With
it.
With an iron. Like, you mean roll it out like somebody would do it on a lawn or something, or what?
Well, I presume. Well, I doubt that. I presume he just made the poor fella get down his hands and knees and iron the lumps out of the carpet.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and that, like, and it gets worse. Like, Madonna, as we know, has always been a bit mad.
Right.
So Madonna has this thing now where she has a new toilet seat for every venue. She won't be sharing. Her posterior is far too decent to be sharing
when you're the queen
the same
of pop.
Space of someone else's. Arse,
so
yeah.
It's got to be brand spanking new.
Brand spanking new toilet seat has to be fitted.
So her bottom has to be the first bottom.
What bottom?
Sis on it.
Yeah. I just got a text from a friend of mine, actually,
that's
who's a driver.
Incredible.
From Lloyd, who's a driver. He says he drove Kanye West 3 times and he never wore cotton. Well, I hope he... I mean, you're lucky he didn't find out.
Take that, Kanye.
Yeah. Mariah Carey, she's always known to be a lunatic. She's insists on a very special type of bottled vitamin water. Right?
Yeah.
But it's not for drinking. It's for washing the dogs in. She brings her dogs everywhere. She has to wash the dogs with the vitamin water. Right? And then she has a chewing gum attendant. So he's an attendant standing by her at all times, ready to take away her chewing gum when she's finished with it. She's not going to be flicking that around
oh
the place into the bin.
God.
So her chewing gum attendant does be there as she's washing the dogs. I suppose the person has to put their finger into her mouth because she's washing the dogs. Yep. She also has that's Madonna's, the lilies and roses. Yeah, they're, like, these are only just little bits out of these things. The lists go on and on.
And people actually agree to this. People actually go along with it.
If you're creating this much money for people, I suppose people do anything. People lose. I don't know what happens to people. My favourite one is Britney Spears. She asked for fish and she went playing a gig in London, right?
Okay.
She asked for fish and chips and a photo of Princess Diana to eat it in front of. That's kind of brilliant. And then she also requested McDonald's cheeseburgers with no buns because she was off the carbs, right? 100 figs, 100 prunes, and a tube of toothpaste. Wouldn't you need it? Like, wouldn't you need it? Fish and chips and prunes and figs.
And figs.
And cheeseburgers.
And
then going out doing the show.
Being consumed in front of a picture of
Princess Diana. Yeah, she's probably having a chat to it. She's mad as a box of kippers, that one. She really is mad as a box of kippers. Absolute lunatic, like. And then Van Halen. Well, no, we did Van Halen at the very start. But Katy Perry has this thing. This is one now my friend Lloyd won't like. Absolutely insists that the drivers know, do not look her in the eyes and do not talk to her.
Right.
Lloyd, I see where she's coming from.
Here's Aisling. The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Julie Kilmartins and Ennis in Limerick. 2020 is your year. Get the exam results you deserve with Julie's. See KES.ie.
Okay, just a couple of days left to play on the Breakfast Table Quiz. If you want to win this family break, remember we're sending you to Cork's West Cork's Wild Atlantic Way, the Celtic Ross Hotel. It's in Roscarbery. Perfect spot for a family Easter break. You can visit it for the February midterm. They've got some special offers going on for the February midterm, or as I say, the Easter break if you fancy doing it that way. And kids stay free, by the way, if you're booking a little Easter getaway. And if you're not family related kind of thing, if it's not a big gang of you that want to head off, they do specials on couples retreats as well, and you get that special West Cork welcome. You can check all of that sort of stuff out on their website. But for us, we've got a 3-night stay to give away. Full Irish breakfast, 3-course dinner in the Kingfisher Bistro, family passes for the Clonakilty Model Railway Village, and of course, Smuggler Cove's Adventure Centre 2.
And I can confirm that the questions today are slightly shorter than yesterday's.
Good.
So we may be in the running here. And 11 is the score you need to pass 10 to be in the lead. That
I like
nearly
it.
Rhymed
that's
in a weird
it.
Way.
It was very good.
It nearly rhymed. So that means let's get stuck into it. It's going to be Kelly in Dublin that's playing this morning. Hiya, Kelly.
Hiya.
How are you?
Wow, that's quite a rare. She's a winner already.
Yeah,
by
how are you getting on, Kelly?
Great, yeah. I got here with my dad. We listen every day and stuff. Dad's me to ring. I can't believe we got through.
What's your dad's name, Kelly?
Sorry?
What's your dad's name?
No, my daughter.
Her daughter.
Oh, your daughter. I thought you said she's here with her dad.
No, she's here with her daughter.
Oh,
yes.
Sorry. Well, then, what's your daughter's name, then?
My name is Lola.
Okay, very good. Right.
Right, so you're both in the car, then, are you, Kelly?
Yeah, we are. We're pulled over, though.
Right, good stuff. We're going to do our best for you here then, Kelly. Right, it is slightly shorter questions anyway. I can tell you that much today.
Hopefully that'll
help.
That's
not a bad thing.
Right, here we go, Kelly. 60 seconds on the clock. The very best of luck. Here we go.
You're the One That I Want was a hit for Olivia Newton-John and what other actor? There was John Travolta, Beyonce, Kelly and Michelle were in what group?
Destiny's Child.
What Transylvanian count was created by Bram Stoker?
Dracula.
In which a recording industry award is shaped like a gramophone?
Grammy.
How many sides does a hexagon have?
Six.
Jersey and Guernsey are varieties of what farm animal?
Pig.
It's a cow. Before it changed to the euro, what was the currency of the Netherlands?
Pound.
The guilder, on what part of the body would a trilby be worn?
Sorry?
A trilby, where would you wear it?
On your neck.
On the head. In the animal kingdom, what type of animal is a bass?
Pig.
It's a fish. Double, double, toil and trouble is a quote from what Shakespeare play?
Hamlet.
Macbeth, on which group of flying animals would you find a beak?
Oh.
A bird. I'll give you that. In the film Schindler's List, what actor played Oscar Schindler?
Galga.
It was Liam Neeson.
What was that? I missed that last answer there.
Who did you say that was, Kelly?
PJ
Gallagher. PJ Oscar Schindler. Can you imagine? Can you imagine me being Oscar Schindler?
Oh, my God.
That's amazing.
Right. I don't think we managed
Kelly,
to top
that's the
10.
Best.
1, 2, 3, 4. 5 correct answers, Kelly. Listen, it was worth having a go anyway. Sure, it was worth getting on, having the crack.
Do you know what? Yeah, I'm delighted.
Like,
oh, she has a face on her.
She has a face on her.
She's disgusted. I can't believe you made her show me. Right, listen, Kelly, have a good day. Take care of yourself.
Thanks,
cheers.
Thank you, Kelly. See you
bye
later.
Bye.
Take care.
Breakfast Table Quiz.
You've been listening to the PJ and Jim in the Morning Catch Up Podcast. Catch PJ and Jim live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on Classic Hits.